दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा। The Election Commission has taken the extraordinary step of cancelling the entire voting process in the Falta Assembly constituency of South 24 Parganas District, West Bengal. Fresh polling will be held on the 21st of this month across all 285 polling stations, including auxiliary booths. Counting of votes will be held on 24th of May. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be taken up tomorrow morning. In Tamil Nadu, a total of 10,545 counting personnel will be deployed for counting duty, supported by 4,624 micro-observers. Our correspondent reports that 234 counting observers, one for each assembly constituency, will oversee the proceedings and ensure strict adherence to extant instructions of the commission. In West Bengal, election officials said that all arrangements are in place at 77 counting centres across the state, with multi-layered security in place to ensure transparency. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has described Operation Sindoor as a reflection of the government's unwavering resolve to eliminate terrorism through decisive action. He also said the unmatched valour of the armed forces during the operation has marked it as a golden chapter in India's military history. Mr. Singh made the remarks while addressing an event named Shaurya, organised in New Delhi yesterday in the run-up to the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor.
Valor is not merely physical strength or skill in warfare. It is a resolute state of mind where before love for the nation, all comforts, attachments and fears become insignificant. Valor is that divine spirit in which a soldier rises above the bonds of affection for parents, spouse and children and pledges to protect the motherland.
India launched Operation Sindoor on May 7 last year in response to the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack. A massive fire today has claimed several lives in Vivek Vihar area of the national capital. The Delhi Fire Services said they received information about the fire incident early this morning, following which 14 fire tenders were rushed to the spot to douse the flames. The department informed that the fire was brought under control by 6:25 a.m. According to the Delhi police, the fire broke out on some floors of a four-story building. It said that during the rescue and fire extinguishing operations, more than 10 persons were rescued from the building. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, or NEET, UG for admission to undergraduate medical education will be held today. The examination will begin at 2 in the afternoon and will conclude by 5 p.m. According to the NEET's information bulletin, last entry to the examination centre will be allowed till 1:30 p.m. The agency has issued specific guidelines for the candidates along with their admit cards. Candidates are required to carry one original photo identity proof such as a voter ID, Aadhaar card or ration card. A Marshall Islands flagged LPG carrier MT Sarv Shakti carrying 46,313 metric tons of India-bound LPG with 20 crew members on board, including 18 Indians, safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz. Official sources said it is expected to arrive at Vishakhapatnam on 13th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who is on an official visit to Jamaica, Suriname and Trinidad and Tobago, has reached Kingston in Jamaica this morning. Dr. Jaishankar was welcomed by his Jamaican counterpart, Kamina J. Smith. The minister said that he looks forward to engaging with the Jamaican leadership, business community and members of the Indian diaspora over the next 2 days. Today is World Press Freedom Day. It serves as an occasion to encourage and develop initiatives in favour of press freedom and to assess the state of press freedom worldwide. The theme for this year is Shaping a Future of Peace. Kuldeep Kumar, representing Madhya Pradesh, set a national men's pole vault record of 5.41 metre to win gold on the opening day of the inaugural Indian Indoor Open Combined Events and Pole Vault Competition in Bhubaneswar. The India Meteorological Department has forecast rainfall over northeastern states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, as well as southern states of Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.